Welcome to the Palm Village Word, spotlighting not only senior issues in general in society, but also the goings-on of Palm Village retirement community in Reedley. We have with us in studio the two gentlemen that are usually with me, Ken Adams, and that's Jim Duick, the Director of Marketing.
Hello, Ken.
And we have Chuck Buller, Vice President of Advancement as well.
Hello, Chuck. Ken. Good to be with you today.
Good deal. So, Jim, I understand you want to talk about longevity today.
Been interesting the last few weeks, especially. I've been talking to quite a few families who are dealing with parents with dementia, and they never expected to have to deal with this. These are people who have been very responsible, successful, well-educated, hardworking, and the families' lives have just been completely turned upside down because of the issue of dementia and how it's affecting all of their lives.
Yeah, Jim, again, getting back to the longevity issue, as we've talked about in past programs, and the statistics bear it out, people are living longer these days, and there's going to be a whole lot more of us living longer with every passing day and passing year.
That's right. And recent publications from the Federal Agency of Administration on Aging shows those in the United States who are 65 or older will increase from 13% of the population to 19% of the population by 2030. So there's going to be more and more people that are going to fall into this senior category. Those 65 years or older currently number 39.6 million. Mm-hmm. That's current.
That's right now.
That was as of 2009, which the latest year that this data was available.
Okay.
This demographic segment represents about one in every eight Americans. One in eight. By 2030, it's estimated there will be about 72 million seniors, again, those 65 and older, more than twice their number in the year 2000, only 12 years ago.
Again, I love that statistic. We baby boomers are turning 65 on an average of how many a day for how long?
10,000 a day for 20 years.
That's what they keep saying,
right?
You bet.
10,000 a day for the next 20 years.
When that number does hit, that's going to be one in five Americans.
Wow.
One in five are going to be 65 plus. And as I talk to families about what's going on with their senior parents, I was meeting with an organization in Fresno that specializes in dealing with memory care and Alzheimer's and dementia. They were telling me that one in two seniors that are 85 or older have some form of dementia. 50%. 50% of them.
And probably that means we're just a lot better at diagnosing it.
You know, there's a lot of factors in that. That could very well be because years ago we called it hardening of the arteries and we called it a lot of things. And but people are living longer.
Correct.
So those, I know, for example, my own father has gone through three open heart surgeries. He happens to be 90, and his first one was at age 65. So if that technology had not been here, he wouldn't have made it past his 65th birthday. So things have really changed since the 1960s. Those 80 years and older, there's more and more people entering that age group as well. And a lot of the reason that we're living longer is in part because of medical and public health efforts that have been on the increase, rising standards of living, better education, healthier nutrition, and healthier lifestyles. All of that has contributed. And matter of fact, just since 2000, there's been a big increase. Our life expectancy since 2000 has gone up 10 years.
Wow.
When you forecast that out to the future because of these things.
How can folks reach Palm Village Retirement Community, Jim Duick or Chuck Buller, if they've got questions?
Well, 559-638-6933 or palmvillage.com. If you'd like to make a Christmas year-end gift to our Living Legacy Fund, you can go to palmvillage.org and just point and click, and we'll help you do that as well.
Chuck Buller, Jim Duick, bless you, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us for the Palm Village Word.